Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with just me again. If you didn't realise already by the sad, lonely music. Now, first things first, I do have to say, if you do hear any crunching in the background, it's just the dog gnawing on the bone. It seemed to be the only way to get him away from me while I was trying to record for you lovely people back sitting here, walking, doing whatever you're doing while listening to me on my own again. Obviously, the reason I'm on my own is because Daddy Ashley is still being a parent. He has to get into the swing of things. It's taking too long, if you ask me. You know, how long does it take to get into a routine of being a dad? I don't know. Like, fucking should be up 3 hours or something, shouldn't he? I don't know. But, also for any of the YouTube watchers, I've not started supporting the wet look. I've just got out of the shower. It is Friday night, as usual. It's been a long old week, actually. Jesus. You know, just grafting hard all the time. It's the lead up to Christmas. It's always the same. Everyone wanting everything done before Christmas. There's never enough time. Days in a week, hours in a day, all that jazz. Long week. Literally finished late. Quick shop. Got the beers in. And water dog, shower. And now I'm sitting down, finally. I'm on my own. The missus is in here as well, so I literally am all by myself. Just me and the dog. So I will be treating myself tonight as well. Have a cheeky takeaway. Don't know what to have yet, but I don't know. I'll go on Just Eat or whatever it'll be. Find out. I'll probably let you know if I remember next week. But, yeah. But I think we all know what you're here for. You've seen the title of the episode already. And I don't know if any of you know about it, but it is Aunt Bessie's Pale Ales. Now, I know what you're thinking. That sounds fucking vile. And for a lot of years, you won't be wrong. But I was in Asda the other day, and I just saw them. So it's the brewery is Northern Monk, and obviously they've partnered up with Aunt Bessie. Famously for Yorkshire puddings and stuffing and roast potatoes and all that. She's a good old dear, is he? And, I saw him. I couldn't not pick them up, to be honest. But I tried two of them the other day, and I should have saved them all, to be fair, for today. But I was actually surprised. So let's just go over the flavours to start off with. There's the apple and apple crumble and custard. There was sticky toffee pudding and custard. Jam roly-poly and custard. And last but not least, roast dinner. Now, of the two that I've had were the sticky toffee pudding and the jam roly-poly. Now, the first one that I did have was the jam roly-poly. And surprisingly, it was actually nice. Now, it was weird because you shouldn't be able to taste a Swiss roll, jam, or custard in a beer or a pale ale, to which it is. But it worked. It's strange. Now, obviously, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea or a pot of gravy, whatever it may be that you're into. But it was just weirdly nice, a little bit moorish. I wouldn't want to have too many, to be honest. Not because they're strong, because they ain't that strong, only 4.5%. But for any girls out there, that's stronger. it was all right. I can't knock it. I'd say for a first-time try, it would be a 6.5 out of 10. You know, would have again. Wouldn't really go out my way to get another one, even though I probably will get another little mixed pack of these. I mean, to be fair, if I do like an individual one enough and I can find that as a full pack, I will end up buying them. The little taster of my carling first, though. Oh, beers. I'll tell you what, yeah, it's so good having a nice beer at the end of a hard grafting week. And I'm actually having a weekend off for a change. Anyway, back to Aunt Bessie. The second one that I did try was the sticky toffee pudding. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of the toffee and the sticky toffee puddings. So I think this is where it might deter my opinion of it. But yeah, it wasn't for me. I drank it, obviously, because I'm not going to waste alcohol. I'm not that kind of person. Not that kind of man. It tasted almost a little bit of like burnt toffee for my liking. But I'm sure any of you sweet teeth people out there would prefer that. So the two that I have got left are the apple crumble and custard and the roast dinner. So I thought, while I'm here just chatting shit, I'd give a little taste test. So the next one I am going to try is the apple crumble. I'm going to save the roast dinner for last, because every good, honest British person loves a roast dinner. And if you don't, you're a fucking wronger. Now, I know times are different these days. A lot of my generation, and then definitely younger, don't even like tea. Now, even our very own Ash doesn't like tea. Just shows he's not a grafter. He can't handle it. Proper copper. But I think that all stems down to the Americanization of things. Everyone loves coffee. Don't get me wrong, I love a good cup of coffee. Like the lattes, Irish lattes, caramel. As and when I'm in a mood, I'll have a caramel latte. But it has to be proper milk, not all this fucking almond bullshit and whatever. Oh, not milk anyway, it's water. So anyway, back to Aunt Bessie again. You know, I don't know how many times I'm going to say Aunt Bessie, but just bear with me on it. Maybe if someone wants to do a counter of how many times I do say Aunt Bessie, let me know in the chat. Send it in via email at realtalkingpod@gmail.com, or Tweety, Xy, whatever the fuck it is, slide in those DMs at Ash and JD, or on the YouTube comments. Always drop it on there if you feel lucky. Anyway, yes, I'm trying not to build up the anticipation. I can't help but just keep talking. Yeah, Apple Crumble. I'm not really a fan of Apple Crumble pudding in general anyway, so this is definitely going to be experience. Let's have a little whirl, little sniff test first. Yeah, ASMR. You know, it smells all right, actually. But what it's really all about, the taste. Surprisingly, mainly just custard taste, which I'm glad about because I'm not really an apple fan. Not that there's anything wrong with apples, I've just never really been into them. I was always a bit of a, well, not a bit, a really fussy eater as a child. Something that stemmed from just sort of being a daddy's boy, really, because dad's never been a massive eater of all sorts of different foods. So I suppose I just tried to copy in some sense. So didn't really eat many veg apart from potatoes. Potatoes. Because, you know, Irish and shit. Never loved cheese unless it was melted on a pizza. Because who doesn't love pizza? Eggs as well. Never liked eggs. And then it was sort of like from the age of 12-ish. Just started trying things. I'm like, yeah, right, I like you. I do still try and push myself to try new things. This year, I am going to try, again, I've had them before in the past, but I'm going to try cooking it my way now because I am the chef of the house. Because the missus, bless her, she tries, but if I want a good meal, I have to cook it myself. Brussels sprouts. I'm going to buy a little portion of those and bang some of them on the Christmas dinner. Which, speaking of Christmas dinners as well, you all know me. I do like listening to Mark Goldbridge from the United Stand. But I was listening to one of his streams the other day. Wasn't one of the Man United streams because, I mean, them ones have been depressing. I'm not getting onto ranting about Man United again. I don't want to. I'm not going to put yous all through my misery again and again, week in, week out, because yous all know what's going on. And if you don't, yous aren't football fans, which I appreciate. I wish I couldn't be sometimes. So I was listening to one of his streams while he was doing a watch-along for another game. And he got asked the question, Yorkshire puddings on Christmas dinner. And he says, no, never done it, never will do. And I just found it so strange. Like, don't get me wrong, like, roast dinner in general on a Sunday, got to be done. And I've got the roast, got the Yorkshire puddings down to a tea now, making my own. And fair enough, from time to time, I do be like, lazy, essentially. I'll get the ready-made ones, be it the Aunt Bessie ones that you throw in the oven, and now rise up after the 15 minutes, or just the cheap as the ones that are like 50p, and you just throw them in for 2 minutes, heat them up, whatever it is. Hang on, another little test, Aunt Bessie. It is quite nice, I'm surprised. But making my own Yorkshire puddings from scratch. If I've got one of the pictures on my phone, I'll try and remember to post it on the YouTube as I'm talking about it right now. The banging, love it. But on a Christmas dinner, he was like, no, don't have them. Never have, never will do. And I thought, why wouldn't you have a Yorkshire pudding, or two or five, on your Christmas dinner? Why is that a thing? I've not done any research to why it's not a thing, but I just found it so strange. And anyone I've asked since then as well, like John and that, they say they always have the Yorkshire puddings with the roast dinner. So I don't know. Is it like a southern thing, a northern thing, a Midlands thing? Of where you're from, whether you have them or not. Now, I know for the Americans, Yorkshire puddings aren't really a thing. Which I don't know why, because they're fucking amazing. And if you don't know what a Yorkshire pudding is, the best thing to do is just have a little Google, check out some of the recipes. It's basically a pancake recipe, but you muffin tin, bit of oil, bang it in the oven to preheat the oil on a high temperature, around 200 Celsius. Pancake mixture, pour the tray out, fill it up, put it back in, and they'll puff out. And they're almost like a cup sort of shape when they come out. And it's just a little vessel that you can put a bit of your meat, a bit of your mash, a bit of your stuffing and that in. You know, a little bit of veg if you're feeling fruity as well. And just it just ships it into your mouth. It's just beautiful. It's one of the best things about a roast dinner. And why you wouldn't have it with a Christmas dinner, I wouldn't know. It's just, it blew my mind when he come out of it. I don't know why he wouldn't do it. So, anyway, yeah, back to Aunt Bessie. I do quite like this apple crumble. So I'll carry on. I'm not just going to down it right now. I shall sip away, and then once this one's done with, then I shall get on to the final roast dinner one. And I'm holding a lot of faith in for this. I hope it is as good as I expect it to be. But on the picture, see, so it doesn't say what roast dinner it's going to be. But on the picture on the tin, which I don't want to fucking drop anything here. So I'll show you the apple crumble one for the YouTube followers. You got a little apple crumble and custard in a bowl. And then on the... I'm not getting paid sponsorship money by Aunt Bessie for this, by the way. I just thought it'd be nice to share the love. And so, yeah, on the roast dinner one, a little roast dinner and all of them tins. So it looks like it's a chicken dinner, by the way. I imagine it's just going to taste like gravy, which is strange because while we was working, before I'd found these, I was actually talking about gravy beers, essentially, because there was... So I'll start off from scratch, essentially. While on the gravy and stuffy section and that in, like asters and whatever, there are what looks like beer cans, but it's like a bone broth or a gravy in a can. And so I'd seen I believe it was a TikTok video, I don't know now, I didn't save it, I just saw it, thought it was funny, and I moved on, as you do with TikTok. So it was of a lady recording around the kitchen area or the living room area of the scenes of empty cans of beers from what her husband or partner had like drank the night before. And then there was one of these gravy cans next to the stack of the beers. So obviously he'd got rather steaming, ran out of his regular beers. Another sip. As he's just reached into the fridge, he's grabbed the gravy tin and he's drank it and thought nothing of it. So it was all laughter when he's realised that he's drank gravy or bone broth, whatever it was. So the conversation led on to a gravy or broth flavoured beer. Look, because I love Bovril. Again, it's not really well, I don't know if it's an American thing anyway, but Bovril, it's It's basically a beef stock. Oxo cubes are the same as well. But in sporting stadiums like football grounds, rugby grounds and that, especially in this time of the year when it's cold weather, the winter, it's served in a cup, you know, usually a disposable one. Just a little bit of the Bovril cube, hot water, and it's just a warm sensation, beefy little drink. It's just so nice. It never lets you down. Look, it's not like when, I know a lot of people can't relate now, especially if you're underage and you don't drink. The amount of times I've been to a pub, asked for a pint of Carling, let's just say, and then the lines haven't been cleaned or it's not a right pour, and it just doesn't hit right. But with a Bovril, it doesn't matter what shop you bought it from, where you're drinking it from, whether you're at home, out in the shops. Well, you wouldn't be drinking it in the shops, but, you know, at a football ground. Doesn't matter where you are. It always tastes nice, makes you feel good. It's just a heartwarming drink. Just makes you feel nice and cozy. I'm losing track of where I was going to now. Because I take the bottles to work, cold weather, ended up talking about it. And then it was just strange to be walking along in the as the aisles to see these Aunt Bessie's beers just on the shelf floor. Just mad. So I had to buy them. Like, I'm not going to walk past them. But I'm quite enjoying this. It's nice. I know for people listening at home, you're probably not enjoying me just sucking on a can and talking about beers. But I don't know. You know what you come for. It's just real talk, real experiences. This is what you need in your life. Just the realness, real taste. Oh, yes. Right. So I'll get on to something else for a little while now while I'm just supping on this apple crumble. So even though it has been a busy week, over the course of the last 2-3 weeks roughly, I've been watching a program on Netflix. Now, many of you might have already watched it, I don't know, but it's called Obliterated. It is a great program, great action scenes in it. You know, it's not one of these ones that shies from showing a bit of blood when someone gets shot and stabbed or whatever. I actually recommended it to my mother because there's a lot of dicks, big, massive cocks, for anyone that doesn't know what a dick is. but a lot of nudity. And not saying that my mother's a pervert or anything, but, you know, if you're a woman, why wouldn't you like looking at cocks? And again, there's a lot of tits in it. And if you're a man, you like looking at tits. And if you're one of the other ways, any of the LGBTQ plus selection, then yeah, you'd enjoy it as well. Seeing all the giblets that all these people have got. Now, I didn't know what the program was about or anything at first. It was just purely down to, as I saw the trailer, as I went on to Netflix, one of the main actors, Midnight, I know him from another program, and I was like, all right, yeah, let's have a whirl. He's trimmed up so much as well. He was always in decent shape, but he's just slimmed down, muscled up, and got almost a Brad Pitt sort of style going on. Post Angelina Jolie, I'd say, when he had the almost Bob length haircut. But essentially, he's a good-looking man. That wasn't why I was watching it. It was just because I know him from another program. Not that I don't appreciate a good-looking man. Not saying that I'd do anything with any men again. But yeah, so it caught my eye anyway. So I started watching it. And as I say, it is a good program. I think there's 8 episodes. But in general, I suppose it doesn't help because I have watched loads of films, programs, and everything. Sip. Oh, but it does get a little bit predictable. You can see what kind of twists and turns is going to be. But it is a good watch. But there's one main thing that has got to me. Now, obviously, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone. It's definitely go and watch it if you're into the action comedy sorts of like films, programs, and whatever. But one thing that always gets me is the amount of, not just this program, all films and these kinds of programs and that over the years, anytime someone gets shot in the head, be it point blank or sniper from hundreds of meters away, it's always right in the middle of the forehead, just above the eyes. But no one can get it that accurate every single time. And yet, when there's fucking a headshot like that, and then 30 seconds later, someone's running and they can't hit a fucking, a barn post with a fucking nail or whatever the saying is. I don't know. So it's been a long week. But just because the people's running, even though said person with the gun has just made a perfect 100-point headshot, but then now the other person's running and you can't hit the target. But you can't even just clip their arm, ping the leg or whatever. But you're just missing completely. Always it's been a grow up of mine. Why is it always these writers and directors and that need to start sorting it out? Now, don't get me wrong, anytime I have seen a film or program that hasn't had a direct dead center headshot, you know, say it's just gone above the eyebrow, whatever, I do point it out because it's a bit of an OCD thing of mine. And the missus, she puts up with me with that. She'll acknowledge that I've noticed that it isn't directly in the middle of the head. She'll give me a little nod of approval. And then we'll go back to enjoying the program or film, whatever it is. But apart from that, it's definitely worth a watch. Again, if we're doing out of 10s, I'd say a solid 7.5 out of 10. You know, it wouldn't be one that I wouldn't want to watch again. I would happily put it on, because I've watched it on my own. I'm not alone all the time. I know it seems lucky. The missus works away half the week. Ashley stays at home all the week, apart from when he's working, because he has to earn money. And I've always got a dog. I'm never that lonely. But yeah, so as I say, I've watched the program on my own. So if the missus wanted to watch it, I'd happily sit here and watch it again with her. Yeah, wouldn't turn it down. So, yeah, I think that's all I need to say about that. So I did actually make some notes for a change. Great action, loads of nudity, which it's always a bonus, isn't it? The headshots. So I think now's the time to actually just down the rest of this apple crumble, because it's almost empty anyway, so bear with me a second, please. Oh, lovely. Absolutely lovely, that. I'm surprised, because I'm not an apple crumble fan. So, it's nice. A lot better than the sticky toffee pudding one. A lot of things I'm still not a fan of. But now it is the moment that you definitely all been waiting for now. Roast dinner time. Ooh. Sniff test. can't really smell anything on it. This one's a brown ale, as opposed to the others being pale ales. I'm just going to have to go for it, and all. Doesn't taste like a roast dinner. I don't know what it tastes like, but I can't taste gravy. I can't taste roast potatoes. I'm disappointed. I can't believe it. I shouldn't have waited for it. So surprisingly, the roast dinner is the failure. Now, it's better than a sticky toffee pudding. I think I can kind of taste parsnips. Burnt, slightly burnt, not completely. But roasted parsnips. But there's not much difference from a normal brown ale. Yeah, there's not much flavour in it. Again, I don't mean to sound like a connoisseur of alcohol. I'm not a raving pisshead, I do promise. Only on a weekend. Excuse me. That's what happens. Side effect of drinking. You know, don't do drugs, kids. Kind of tastes like Hobgoblin, which is another brown ale. Never been a fan of that either. Had it as a Christmas gift years ago, when I was like 16 or 17, actually. So, shouldn't have had it as a Christmas gift. I don't know. I'm still going to drink it, any. As I said, man. Oh. Right, so that leads me on to emails anyway, which again, as a reminder, realtalkingpodcast@gmail.com, at Ash and JD on X, Twitter. You know, you all know the score anyway. Anything you want to ask questions, give us stories, just chat shit in general, whatever you want to do, ping it over. I've got all the time that I can give to you, because not in the world. I do have to work for a living. Now, normally, I don't have enough time, or I forget to check the emails beforehand. And plus, I like to, when it is me and my co-host, Ashley, I do like to get an instant reaction. So I read it at the same time that he's hearing it for the first time. And then it's an honest review. But I did have a quick look the other day. And we've got Lauren and James, who emailed us last week. So James has asked, firstly, let's get on to, so James asked about the OnlyFans. Do I follow any of the OnlyFans or anything? So he, I made notes about it. I didn't want to switch between the two emails to try and make it easier, and then I'm still fucking it up anyway. So I don't know what I bother sometimes. So firstly, he says he knows all the porn sites because I gave him a recommendation of what to do that gives him the links for all the sites. Because he asked me what OnlyFans I subscribe to, which the answer was none, because I don't, you know, we're all skint, basically, so I can't afford to pay some other slapper to send me pictures of a tits or whatever. I don't know. When it's all free on the internet, what's the point? Just googly, porn orb and all that jazz, any fucking, you all know the sorts. I don't know why I'm fucking telling you. He was like, already know all the porn sites, but OnlyFans is better because it's more personal. Without going on to it and reading it all again, I believe he says that you can interact with them, or speak with them, text messages or whatever. I don't know, sliding into the DMs or something. I don't know. I sound like I'm a fucking old man sometimes, which is, some years I might be an old man, but I'm only 34. I don't know. It's well below, not well below, but it's below my generation. Plus, because I've been with the missus for 9 years-ish, it's nothing I've ever been into. As we've said on previous podcasts and that, you know, never really got onto the Tinder. Tinder was just about starting out, I think, as I got with the missus. Otherwise, I was on Plenty of Fish, Puff, some people know it. I don't even know what other ones are around now. I'm sure there's countless of them at the moment now. Tinder, Grindr, fucking is it Bumble or something. I don't know. I really don't know. So again, I'm losing track. Fucking. So OnlyFans. That's. I suppose it is different for. Well, again, we've gone over it on previous podcasts. Was out on a night out, stag do, whatever it was, and there was a younger lady that just shoved the phone in my face, showing a video of her deep throating on a dildo. I was like, yeah, Sam, that's lovely. Well, I don't know what she was expecting. You know, I was tapping on the wedding ring saying, no, I'm all right, Babtar. You know, find some other willing participants to show the video to and do that activity with. I think it's a generational thing where the OnlyFans is, I'm not saying it's not acceptable, but it's more appreciated with younger generations, I assume. Then again, I imagine there's a lot of people my age and older that do thrive off of it. And as I've said before, fair play to these ladies. Well, I know men do it as well. Fair play to these people that make a living off it, because, you know, if there's money there to be made, make it. You know, I suppose if I could do it, put an effort into it, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I should put more effort into these podcasts, really, but I don't have enough time. Which I apologise to all you folks for. I'd love to put more reference in, but so I have to work for a living. I have to earn some monies. Another beer tea. No, it's just not getting right. OnlyFans, not for me. I'll just stick to the free stuff. But you should have, sorry, I've got a fucking hair on my tongue now. Oh, God. See? Real things all the time. This is what you're here for. Can't handle the realness. James, I would say give us your recommendations for the OnlyFans, but I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with them. Plus, I wouldn't pay. Too tight, I know. Irish. But anyway, I don't know if that's some shit. So outside of that part of his email, he's asked if I've got any kids. And then, as I say, it leads on to what Lauren was asking. So to James, no, I haven't got any kids yet. And then Lauren asked, when am I going to have kids? And thoughts on any names? So with me, I'd say no kids. Just the dog. He's the second dog. Old one, she passed. Obviously before I got him. Well, it's not obvious, but before I got him, she passed. A couple months before I got married, and then I could have got another dog straight away, but Missy says, no, wait until after the wedding, blah, blah, fucking all that shit. So, yeah, no kids at the moment. So I'm 34. The missus is 3 years younger than me. She's recently just turned 31. So, in general, it's just as and when the missus says, I mean, I'm ready. I say I'm ready. Can you ever be ready? I don't know. We'll ask this question when Ash finally gets back onto the podcast. God, taking forever. But yeah, look, for me, I'm easygoing. Look, when it happens, it happens. I ain't bothered. The main thing is waiting for the missus to be ready, really. Now, it's a conversation that I've had a lot of times with, like, mom and dads. Like, when are you going to have kids and blah, blah. The main one that pisses me off is when you're going to start a family. Now, for me, the family's already started. So, being with the missus is a family. With my old dog, we was a family. With this one, little Shiro, he's not little, but he is. He's fucking tiny for a Malamute. Fucking, he's small. But yeah. So having pets in general, that's a family. You don't need to have children to be a family. And this is what I try saying to, well, anyone that does ask me the question, but when you're going to start a family, well, I've already got a family. I have, you know. And it's not just about having the children. You know, obviously there's brothers and sisters and all that. I'm one of seven. You know, dad was one of seven. Mum's a twin, one of three. You know, so, yeah, family's already done. I don't need to start a family because I'm in a family. I've got my own family. We are all a family. And I like to see all of you lovely people listening as well. Or watching as family. I think we need a nickname for you, don't we? Well, I suppose the obvious one is the Real Talkers, the Realists, the RTs. Nah, because that sounds bad, actually. People would be calling you as the Retards or something. Yeah, the real Talkers, I think. I don't know. Let us know. Send in your suggestions for your... nicknames, you know, like the Swifties. Obviously, you can't be the Swifties. That's already been taken. The Leeds or whatever. Again, Leeds is taken. But yeah, give us your suggestions for your nicknames. So then, yeah, back onto Lauren's email. I always do it. Just go off on a tangent. Answer to when I'm having kids. Yeah, whenever the missus says, we'll have kids, we'll have kids. You know, I'm all up for trying anyway. You know, I'm never going to say no to that. Yeah. And then she's asked, thoughts of any names? Yeah, this Aunt Bessie's roast dinner isn't the best. So, I mean, to be fair, I've always thought of names since I was in school. And that, to be fair. I mean, I've brushed names against the missus every now and again whenever we've spoke about children. Always, one name that I was keen on when I was younger was Jessica, just because the initials would still be JD. And then for a boy, it was, so I was going to be called Jason. So mum wanted to call me Jason. But dad decided it was going to be Jamie. And for any of you that don't know, it's spelt weird. And it's not even spelt Irish. It's like Mexican, basically. So it's J-A-I-M-E instead of the J-A-M-I-E. So with Mexican, it's Jaime. It is also in the French language. So if you was to say your name in French, it's Je m'appelle. And the start of Je m'appelle is J-A-I-M-E. There's some funny characters in there as well, but, you know, anyone that does speak French, you'd already know that. But dad's reasoning behind that was apparently he has a cousin that spells it that way. It's the Irish way. But then when you ask anyone else in the family, he hasn't even got a cousin. Well, they haven't got a cousin called Jamie, let alone know anyone that spells it that way. But there is enough people out there, because as you do, you always Google yourself, or Google your name anyway. And there is a lot of people out there that spell it my way. I don't know whether they're male or female or anything in between, but yeah, it's not common, but it's out there. It actually did get me thinking, though. Sorry, fucking... Oh, no, I'm all over the place, as always. So, even though got no kids and waiting on the missus, it got me thinking about, well, a couple of little fucking stories, really. So, first story, there was a lady, an ex-partner of mine, that I was with. And I wasn't with her for a long time, to be fair. I wasn't with her for a long time up to this conversation. So, you know, everything was going fine. I thought it was all right. Like, you know, I wasn't saying at the time that I felt like I was going to be with her forever, because it was still pretty early doors. But I don't know, conversation come up from her saying that next year we'll have kids. And I said, nope. At that point, I definitely wasn't ready for children, because I've always been a bit old-fashioned, like wanting to get settled down first, married, house, then have kids. But she was like, no, I'm going to have a baby next year. And I just nipped it straight in the bud. Says, well, if you're going to have a baby next year, it's not going to be with me. And that was it. Ended it. Quite amicable. To be fair, you know, I suppose it probably could have been put a little bit politer on my end, but at the end of the day, I wasn't ready, and it would have been unfair for me to have gone into that situation and, you know, provided a baby that I wasn't ready for, because well, it's just not fair. You've got to be mature enough and capable of looking after a child, you know, a small person, a tiny mini me. And I wasn't there, wasn't ready for it. You know, so I'm talking about 15 years ago, maybe, probably not as long, but you know, between 10, 15 years ago, I don't know exactly. You know, I could just about look after myself, you know, just about afford my own personal bills. Wouldn't have been able to afford to bring a life into this world. And it also got me thinking of another time of an almost. So, again, me, back in the day, as you all know, top shagger. there was a... I can't even remember how I started speaking to this lady. I really don't know. Friend of a friend. That's how it was, I think. I don't know. But anyway, lady I was speaking to, she was living in Stoke. I'm assuming she said this, to be honest. I don't know what says was. But yeah, lived in Stoke. Go over there on a weekend or whatever, and yeah, just hang out, do what you do. Went on at least one, I think there might have been two, just little like caravan holidays, nothing special. Not that caravan holidays aren't special, I love them older, can't beat them. Tiger Club, Pontins, for anyone that doesn't know. There was one time in particular when we was making love, doing a deed, banging the life out of her. And at the end of it, fucking as I've finished. Well, obviously she's finished as well. You know, I'm not selfish like that. Always got to give first before you get your own. And yeah, as I've finished anyway, I've noticed that the condom, because always safe sex, got to protect yourself and the person that you're having the coitus with. Well, yeah, I'd noticed that the condom had split. So obviously, I'd finished dinner. I fucking panicked. I didn't rush to get out of there, but I got out of there as quick as I could. And it wasn't because of that, but essentially didn't speak to her for a little while. And it literally was like 3 months later or something, phone call out of the blue. And my heart sank as soon as her fucking name come up on my phone. I just shit myself. I had to like sit down before answering the phone. And I was thinking the worst. I was thinking she's going to tell me she's pregnant. And obviously it would have been mine. But fortunately, it wasn't the case. It was just to have a catch up and see what was going on and all that luck. I think that was the only near miss. I say near miss, like, you know. Well, I suppose it can just happen easily. In general, a lot of them aren't planned. But I was never one that wanted to be on Jeremy Kyle. So, yeah, I think I've fucking rattled on long enough. Well, just me, myself, and I. The dog is looking for some dinner now as well. He's finished chewing on his bone for a little bit. Made a lot of mess again. Yes, I'm talking about you, mate. That is my sign. He's definitely wanting some actual food now. So, on that bombshell, which isn't a bombshell, Aunt Bessie's roast dinner brown ale. One final test. Still not feeling it. So I'm going to finish this. Aunt Bessie's jam roly-poly, yes. Apple crumble, yes. Sticky toffee pudding, no. And roast dinner, no. If you've got any recommendations of other strange beers, ales or whatever, let me know. I want to try them all. Again, I know I'm sounding like a fucking raving alcoholic. It's Friday. You got to have a little drink on a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. I do like to have a drink while I'm cooking a Sunday roast. It's a nice Sunday routine, that is, to be fair. But yeah, if you got any recommendations, let me know. I'm all ears. Well, eyes, because I'll be fucking reading it. Don't let it be anything stupidly expensive. I don't want to be like that mixy guy that does all those random shots, like cocktails and whatever. If you've just got a general strange like beer that can be, excuse me, easily accessible in Asda. Fucking hell, sorry, I'm a little bit gassy now. These fucking Aunt Bessie's getting to me. So yeah, if I can pick it up off the shelf in a general shop, or it's not too expensive to order online, let me know. I'll happily buy some and try them out for you. Could be a new little feature for you, if that's what you're into. JD's taste tests. I don't know. Otherwise, if you've got anything else that you want us to do, foods, yeah, let me know. Yeah, otherwise, we're going to go back to the festivals and shit, aren't we, really? Not that I don't enjoy doing that. None of you have said that you don't like them. I need to wrap it up. I'm hungry, I'm tired, it's been a long week. And I say, the dog's mooching around, he's looking... Oh, I don't know, he's looking for food somewhere where there's no food. He's going to start getting the missus' wool or something now, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, As always, hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, download, all that jazz. Use Node to score. Peace.